I am at the very centre of the great white continent, Antarctica. The South Pole is about half a mile away. For 1,000 miles in all directions, there is nothing but ice. And in the whole of this continent, which is 1.5 times the size of the United States and larger than Europe, there's a year-round population of no more than 800 people. This is the loneliest and the coldest place on Earth, the place that is most hostile to life. And yet, in one or two places, it is astonishingly rich. Penguins come here by the million and endure temperatures of minus 70 degrees centigrade and winds of 120 miles an hour. Other birds fly right to the heart of the continent, even though they have to dig away snow in order to find a place to nest. And here is the nursery for over half the world's seals. Antarctica is remote from all other continents, surrounded by the vast Southern Ocean and smothered by a blanket of ice so immense that it contains over 3/4 of the world's fresh water. All life in the Antarctic is dominated by the ice. All but 2% of the continent is covered by it. Its very whiteness reflects back what little heat there is in the sun's feeble rays, and snow, when it falls, remains permanently frozen, so that now, after accumulating for millions of years, it has formed this gigantic ice cap, and the ice beneath my feet is 3 miles thick. Submerged beneath it are mountain ranges as high as the Alps. Only their summits project through it.